Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
We're continuing our Christmas Food for Thought series this morning. We're chatting to some of Ireland's well-known personalities about what they love to eat, to cook and to drink, especially at Christmas. And this morning, broadcaster Dearan Garrahy is here. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Claire.
Do you like food?
I love food. I live for food. If food could be a personality trait, that would be mine.
And do you cook?
No, I'm a disaster, Claire.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a complete disaster. I blame the fact that I'm the baby of my family at 30 years of age and that my mom was an amazing cook the whole way through our childhood.
We have seen that on Instagram.
Yes.
Even still, your mother looks after you all very well with the food, doesn't she?
She does. You know, chicken and broccoli bakes, beef casseroles, hake bake, lasagnas, spag balls, anything we want.
And do you still catch food from mammy? Do you still go and say, what are you having? And
I try not to, but I mean, I live a stone's throw away. So if I've had a busy day, yes, I will shoot out a WhatsApp and say, any dinner going?
Mm-hmm.
And usually the thumbs up, 6 o'clock comes back. I'm spoiled rotten. I am.
And does she always cook the extra bit just in case?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we were younger, like we were spoiled in school even. You know, my mom would do a massive lasagna. We used to be able to smell the dinner before we'd smell our breakfast at home. So we'd come down for school in the morning and she'd have the dinner on to be ready for later.
I love her. Can I move in?
Anytime, Claire. I'm moving in with her in a couple of weeks' time. For a couple of months. Anyway, we'll come back to that. But we were spoiled rotten the whole way, you know, through school and in secondary school. And, you know, leaving cert year is a tough year.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would make, you know, chicken curries or lasagnas or spag balls or whatever. And she'd make enough that we could bring it into school the next day. And, you know, we'd pop it in the microwave.
So everyone else had their sandwiches on white bread and you had the home-cooked
leftover. I'm not painting a very good picture.
No, listen, it's a lovely picture. Everyone, I think, listening would be delighted to have lived this perfectly idyllic food life that you've had. But you mentioned there that you're moving back in. So this is this the house renovation?
Yeah, so I recently purchased a house. Mm-hmm. And so while it is a shell. So while it's being done up, I made the decision to move back in with mom and dad. So I sent them an email. I just said I want to do this very officially.
You sent them an email?
Because I wanted to know what I'm going to bring to the table when I'm there. That I'm not going to treat it like a hotel. So I sent them an email with outlining what I would, you know, do in the house. And they came back and said, that's what will be expected of you. And my mom said, you know, I'll have the dinners and yeah, we'll have a lovely.
What did you say you were going to do?
Not a whole lot, to be honest. No, I said I wouldn't take advantage and that I very much appreciate moving back.
I can't believe this. You sent them an email saying, what, you were going to like do the dusting and
that
polish
kind of
the
thing.
Shoes.
I said, give me chores so I don't feel like I'm taking advantage. It. And also to just, you know, lay down the law and say, I want this to be very harmonious for all of us.
Okay.
You know.
And they agreed to your terms?
They did.
And you agreed to their terms?
My dad came back with a rate as a joke. But yeah, I'll be bringing home apple tarts and stuff like that.
You need to check whether that was a joke because, you need to firm these things up.
That's
I find.
Why I did the email. It has to be on the thread.
What's your problem with Turkish delight?
Oh God, Claire, I've always hated Turkish delight. It's the only. Do you know? I think it's the only thing I don't eat. Now, I'm not a massive fan of raw red onion. I love a caramelized red onion.
Mm-hmm.
Love, you know, in a
like in a salad.
Yes, raw. I can't. I don't like anything that the taste stays with you for the whole day.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and that it repeats.
It's a devil for repeating.
It does repeat, Claire. Which is a bit gross, but it does. But Turkish delight, yeah, it's just one of those sweets I just never.
I just don't understand that. My husband did the family grocery shopping this weekend, and the bags were left up on the counter. The first thing that came out was a Turkish delight.
Are you serious?
I'd never buy it, but I don't detest it.
Right,
but for him. It's top of the list.
Is it?
Top of the list, yeah.
I don't like the texture, not gone on the taste. Anything else, any other sweet thing, sign me up.
Well, we won't even try to convince you on that one. There is something that you do, though, that we do in our house and we always did at Christmas time, and that is attacking the Christmas ham on Christmas Eve.
I'm delighted you're an advocate of that.
Big fan of that.
Has to be done.
Yeah.
So we come home from Christmas Eve Mass and, yeah, you need to try it. I think it's the star of the show on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So to try it the night before, I think, is essential. So my mom carves it up. Just simple bit of brown bread, soda bread, butter, bit of the ham, cup of tea.
Nothing fancy.
Nothing fancy.
You don't need anything fancy.
No, and you could eat a lot of that on Christmas Eve.
You could.
Especially if you've had a few.
And I think we extra appreciate it because there was one year where we went to Mass and we were sitting in the pew and my mom grabbed my hand and realised she had left the ham on the kitchen table and the dog
was in the kitchen.
No.
But Gotthoba, we came back, she hadn't touched it. She'd been a little doubt, she hadn't gone near it. So I think we now just make a thing of, thank God, the ham really is the king of
Let's eat it.
Let's eat it.
It's still with us. Let's eat it. My mother, I remember on Christmas Eve, I could just see her. She would never say it, but she was always very nervous that we would eat too much of the ham.
Right.
And that it'd be, you know. And then she starts to just buy a very big ham that would cover the Christmas Eve attack.
There's something else, aren't they, the moms?
Yeah, Christmas Day as well. So does that mean then, if you like the simple sandwich, that the crisp sandwich is on your menu sometimes?
I mean, I wouldn't go and make it myself, but if it was served up to me, absolutely I'd eat it. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah, there's something very satisfying about the soft white bread, the butter, and then the crunch.
It's just a carb fest.
Yeah. Which you need sometimes.
You do.
You need sometimes. So then, just coming back to your house and cooking and all of that, do you have any equipment, like cooking equipment, now that you've just moved into this house? Or
yes, the air fryer. I'm a major advocate of. And someone said recently, anyone who has an air fryer is a bit like a sea swimmer. They have to talk about doing it. Like, there's, you know the way sea swimmers can't just quietly sea swim? They kind of have to tell everyone, Claire. And so I feel the same about air fryers. Anyone who has one has to tell everyone about it. And I'm one of those people. It's amazing. And it was actually Maura Higgins from Love Island. I got a recipe from her TikTok. 11-minute salmon, 200 degrees in the air fryer. Salmon darns, in they go. 11 minutes.
Plain, or do you put something on
it? Bit of salt, bit of pepper, maybe something spicier if you're mm-hmm. feeling that way inclined. And into the air fryer, done in 11 minutes.
Hard to clean afterwards?
No, simple. You can line it with tin foil. Or that you can get actual specific kind of more environmentally friendly things.
Baking.
Yes.
Baking. But it doesn't, not that it doesn't cook on the bottom. It does cook on the bottom, but it doesn't crisp up, does it?
Does
that bother you?
No, that doesn't bother me.
It's
clear.
Soggy.
No, I don't mind that. Mm. I don't mind that. And then a bit of, you know, tender stem broccoli. Maybe a few sweet potato fries. I'd be delighted.
Do you put those into the...
No, you don't. No. God, no.
Because some people I do see, I was watching for air fryer recipes online and people were doing broccoli in there and I tried it and...
Not great.
Very bad.
All right, okay. I won't try that.
No,
but
don't try that.
The darns and the chicken fillets.
Well, you
and stuff.
Do cook then if you can put together all of that.
That's basically all I do, Claire. Outside of that, eggs. I just think eggs are... the best thing ever.
Big fan of eggs.
Like you mentioned different ways you can do them. They're so tasty. They're nutritious, delicious.
What do you do to the eggs?
I mean, a simple bit of scrambled egg, Claire, with brown bread. Like, you can't go wrong.
Well,
and a rasher.
But it's controversial too, because some people will put butter in. I assume you put butter into the scrambled egg.
Bit of butter.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit of milk, salt,
that's
pepper.
The thing. You see, there'll be people listening to this and go, milk? Never put milk into scrambled eggs. But I think you can.
You have to fluff them up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And do you do them in the microwave?
No, I wouldn't do that now.
Really?
Very slow on the hob. Extremely slow.
Creates a terrible mess in the pot. It's very, very hard to clean. Or does your mother come and do that?
She does. Please now. No, I'm actually very good at the tidying up and the helping. On Christmas Day, I'm actually a great helper to my mum.
Mm-hmm. And what will happen on Christmas Day now, this year?
This year, it's actually just my mum and dad and I, because my sister Alva's expecting her second baby and it's her turn to go to her husband's family. And my sister Avian has three little ones. And as much as we love them, it is kind of getting to that manic age where they're 4, 3 and just over one. And they need to make their own Christmas memories in their own house as well. You know, they're getting that bit older. So it'll just be my mum and dad and I. So
you are so spoiled, aren't you?
Oh, it's fantastic. I'll be on the mimosas and I'll be serving the mimosas and we'll have a ball.
So there'll be the three of you there for the big Christmas dinner.
Yes.
The ham will be half gone because you'll have eaten that on Christmas Eve.
Of course.
Yeah. What about dessert then on Christmas Day? Because we've been talking about this a lot in the office. What's an appropriate Christmas Day dessert?
Oh, sure. You have to have all the traditional ones. The trifle. I love mince pies, Christmas pudding and trifle. I just love that you only have them at this time of year because then it's such a novelty.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have all of them.
Do you like all of those things?
Every single one. The hot Christmas pudding with a massive dollop of cream and as much trifle as you need and a mince pie, like heaven.
And do you know how your mother makes her trifle? Because that's also controversial, as I've been learning this week. Fruit cocktail or jelly or no jelly or...
She does definitely does the jelly. Now, I know my colleague Carl Mullen, who has been on this show for his Formula One commentary.
We steal him.
You do. He puts banana in his trifle, which I think is probably criminal, actually.
We'll have to get him in. We'll have to get him in. That's illegal.
Isn't it?
No, there's definitely a bylaw. Against banana. How can you do that? But it would go bad, surely.
It's brown and soggy. No, absolutely not.
Ah.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Unless the jelly with the sugar in it keeps the banana
Even still, Claire, it's just not.
It's disgusting.
It's not to
it's
be
disgusting.
In there. I'm glad we agree on that.
I definitely agree on that. And sponge, I have an issue with the texture of sponge in a trifle. I'm not a fan of trifle anyway, but I just.
The sponge goes a bit jelly-ish. Actually, Claire, it goes a bit Turkish delight vibes. So
give it another go. So listen, you say that you don't cook very much, which I'm not sure I accept because you've got the air fryer thing going on. And then you were also in the restaurant and you did really well in the restaurant.
I did, but that's because I'm extremely competitive, Claire. Mm-hmm. If I put my mind to something, I really want to do well. Now, in saying that, I only got 3 stars. But a lot of people thought that's I should have got 4. So, and
including yourself.
Including myself.
What did you cook? What did you cook?
I did a sort of black pudding salad to start for one of the starters. Then I did a sort of a crab meat starter as well. And then I did just a basic fillet steak with skinny chips for main. And I did a hake main and then a banoffee dessert and a salted caramel dessert.
You love banoffee. I know that.
Love banoffee.
I know what your last meal would be if you had an option on it, right?
Yes.
You want the banoffee. Let's go in reverse. Banoffee.
Yes.
And then the steak for main.
Fillet steak with like chunky chips. Because we're on the way out. If this is like a death row meal,
just go for the chunks.
We're on the way out. We might as well.
Ketchup?
No, we don't need the ketchup. I think peppercorn sauce and then like really nicely done green veg. And then starter would be prawn pilpil, like jumbo prawns with big fluffy bread to mop up all the garlic.
The garlic butter.
Heaven.
Yeah, that is a nice meal.
Do you like fish, Claire?
I do. And I love a good prawn pilpil. It's hard to get it right though. And I haven't attempted it myself.
Okay.
Let's learn how to make prawn pilpil.
Let's do it.
It's a New Year resolution.
If I find a recipe on TikTok, I'll send it to you.
So I've written down 2 things. Learn how to make prawn pilpil and ask Carl Mullen about the bananas in the trifle.
Absolutely.
Because that is a mystery that must be solved. I want to see it.
We need some Formula One news just to get him in so you can ask
Absolutely.
Him.
We'll find an excuse. Darren, have a lovely Christmas.
Thank
and
so
we're looking
much,
forward Claire. To seeing you on Dancing with the Stars, of course.
Thank
coming
you.
Up in the new year.
Very
I know
exciting.
You're busy prepping for that. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for
Darren
having
Garrahy. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.